morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattle producers. It's your Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 18th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Satellite 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. 45,000 head of cattle this week, 10,400 yearling steers, 6,700 yearling heifers, 13,250 wean calves, and 13,825 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
A resolution that would put an immediate halt to the reduction of county extension staff pending the release of certain information was filed at the state capitol this past week. The House concurrent resolution 1003 was introduced Wednesday in the Oklahoma House of Representatives by State Representative Tommy Hardin of Medill and carried in the state Senate by Senator Frank Simpson of Springer. The resolution calls on the Oklahoma State University Board of Regents and the Extension Service to halt their current plans to reduce the number of extension agents in Oklahoma counties until the board can provide the governor, House Speaker, Senate President Pro Tem, and the Secretary of Agriculture with information on its decision to scale back on county extension staff. In a release from his office, Hardin cites his concern over the impact a reduction in staff would have on the local communities affected. According to him, county extension programs are valuable services to their communities and a huge economic boost that is difficult to measure. Extension service is an investment in our children's future and a valuable resource for our farmers and ranchers with a large economic impact on our state. While the Oklahoma Constitution prohibits the legislature from telling the Board of Regents where to spend the money appropriated each year, Simpson insists that given the vital service cooperative extension delivers in forwarding research to support and grow our state's agriculture industry, further consideration is warranted in this matter. The Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service serves all 77 counties in the state, providing research-based knowledge to Oklahomans and government agencies that regulate Oklahoma's food and agriculture industry, which has a $42 billion impact on the state's economy. Support for this fundamental land-grant mission comes from federal appropriations through the U.S. Department of Agriculture, state appropriations, and from county governments in support of county extension offices. Additional support comes from public and private contracts and grants and gifts to Oklahoma State University. In the wake of significant cuts to this funding, though, leaders have planned to reduce its professional extension staff assigned to county offices as a way to cope with the effects of a tighter budget, while remaining committed to maintaining a presence in each and every county. And in other news, higher limits are now available for borrowers interested in farm loans from the Department of Agriculture. USDA announced last week the increase would help farmers purchase farms or cover operating expenses. The 2018 Farm Bill increased the amount that producers can borrow through direct and guaranteed loans available through USDA's Farm Service Agency and made changes to other loans, such as microloans and emergency loans. Key changes include increasing the direct operating loan limit from $300,000 to $400,000, the direct farm ownership loan limit increased from $300,000 to $600,000, and the guaranteed farm ownership loan limit increased from $1.4 million to $1.75 million. Producers can now receive both a $50,000 farm ownership microloan and a $50,000 operating microloan. You got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, you're invited to the 12th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, Saturday, April 20th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 700 head, including 151 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can download the sale catalog online and see videos at expressranches.com. Call for more information, 405-350-0044, Express Ranches Grass Time Sale.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.